Well, we now know the identities of four of the five people who were shot to death at the airport in Fort Lauderdale on Friday. They ranged in age from 57 to 84. All were either on their way to or returning from a cruise. Five others remain in the hospital. The gunman made his first court appearance today. He was assigned a public defender and denied bail. David Begno is in Fort Lauderdale.
With a steely stare, Esteban Santiago was escorted into federal court. Feet shackled, hands cuffed, and shaking at times, he did not explain his motive and said he only had $5 to $10 in his bank account. This video, obtained by TMZ, appears to show Santiago firing randomly at Fort Lauderdale International Airport on Friday. Prosecutors say Santiago shot 11 people, killing five, and when he ran out of ammunition, he dropped his weapon and surrendered. A law enforcement source tells CBS News Santiago used this 9mm handgun in the shooting. It is the same gun the Iraq War veteran had with him when he went to an FBI office in Anchorage, Alaska last November, claiming his mind was being controlled by U.S. intelligence. He said he was being forced to watch ISIS videos. Santiago was committed for 4 days to be mentally evaluated. 1 month later, he petitioned to get the gun back from Anchorage police. Without a judge's order to commit him, police say they had no choice but to return it. Karen Loeffler is the U.S. attorney for the District of Alaska.
There is a federal law with regard to having a gun by somebody who is mentally ill, but the law requires that the person be, quote, adjudicated mentally ill. This is not somebody that would have been prohibited based on the information that they had. I think that law enforcement acted within the laws that they had.
David Weinstein is a former federal prosecutor.
Was enough done with this guy?
My gut tells me that they didn't do quite enough. They should have dug a little bit deeper to find out exactly what was going on inside his head when he gave them the gun and then when he asked for it back.
In court today, Santiago said he spent the last few years in Anchorage, Alaska, working as a security guard. Scott, prosecutors say he confessed to planning this attack and apparently chose Fort Lauderdale at random.